It was a cool California night, February 1967. Poet and writer Bill Earhart was an 18-year-old Marine. He was enjoying a weekend with friends before his deployment.
Linda and her older sister, Patty, were taking me back to base, and I would leave for Vietnam within, I don't remember exactly, 2 or 3 days.
They were driving, listening to some music.
In those pre-dawn hours, the girls had the radio on, and there it was. I vividly remember thinking, wow, what a cool song. I mean, I literally didn't understand what these guys were singing about.
There's something happening here, but what it is.
Those guys were Buffalo Springfield, and their tune, For What It's Worth, captured the imagination of the Vietnam War generation, including Earhart on his ride back to base.
You know, it was goodbye civilian world. Next stop, Vietnam.
Stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
This song is part of our American Anthem series, and one thing to know, For What It's Worth was not actually written about the Vietnam War. NPR's Danny Hajek has the story.
It was a world away from Vietnam, a crowded boulevard lined with billboards, dumpy music clubs, and a diner packed with teenagers. The Sunset Strip in Los Angeles was the pulse of the counterculture in 1960s rock and roll.
It was like a carnival midway.
Music photographer Henry Diltz was there.
Hundreds and hundreds of young kids, all dressed up in bell bottoms, whatever, tie-dyes, and they would come in and out of the clubs and just walk up and down the street. It was kind of a happening.
This is it, the famous Sunset Strip in Hollywood, the neon Neverland that the mod set calls home.
Buffalo Springfield made their name on the strip, but by a couple of long-haired guys named Steven Stills and Neil Young. This was the setting behind their song, For What It's Worth. Behind the vibrant nightlife, there was simmering tension. Developers wanted to turn the Sunset Strip into an upscale financial district, according to the book Riot on Sunset Strip, a history of the era. So L.A. County began enforcing a curfew for anyone under 18.
He didn't like all those damn hippie kids being there at night. Well, you know, get over it.
That youth scene turned into waves of teenage-led protests against law enforcement.
And we want the strip back!
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and the LAPD were called in. Henry Diltz remembers.
And these were not friendly neighborhood cops, you know, in a blue uniform. These were patrolmen with helmets and great big jack boots and billy clubs. Yeah, it was kind of a scary scene in the midst of all that peace and love.
On November 12th, 1966, at 10 p.m., police began their crackdown. It became known as the Sunset Strip Curfew Riots. Buffalo Springfield's song, For What It's Worth, it's based on that night.
There's something happening here.
The music has been stopped for this hour, taking calls on the situation on the Sunset Strip.
This local disc jockey named Humble Harv took calls from listeners that night.
A lot of people are saying police are hassling teenagers.
I've seen the teenagers beaten by the police.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Local musician Michael Rummins remembers pulling up to the scene.
A cop came up to me and he said, get out of here right now or I'll drag you out of that car and kick the out of you.
Anyone under the age of 18 years old remaining in the area will be arrested.
We decided not to leave. We were all kind of prepared for the fact that we were going to be arrested.
Francie Zabilski and her boyfriend were inside a tiny music club when police stormed in.
The cop behind me stuck a billy club in between my shoulder blades. He gave me a good shove, which elicited me turning around and giving him the finger because, you know, at 16, I was really brave. I wouldn't do that now.
What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street.
Legend has it, Steven Stills, who heard about the protests while he was up in San Francisco, wrote For What It's Worth in just 15 minutes. Band manager Richard Dickey Davis was in the studio when Buffalo Springfield recorded it.
It was recorded in one night. Vocals, overdubs, bass track, all that was done in one night, and it was a hit.
It's so often associated with the Vietnam War, But here it's written about something else.
The song was about the times. The protests for the Vietnam War were in play right then, and they were on Stephen's mind just as much as anything else. The song was written about the Sunset Strip, but, you know, it's bigger than that.
Thirteen months after he heard that song in his friend's car on his way back to base, Bill Earhart returned from Vietnam. It wasn't the war he expected.
Within a few months of my arrival in Vietnam, I had realized that I don't know what's happening here, but it sure as heck isn't what Lyndon Johnson and my high school teachers told me was going on.
As the anti-war movement grew across the country, Earhart's politics started to change too. The next time he heard Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth, meant something else.
I realized, hearing that song again, oh, wait a minute. There's a man with a gun over there. I was the guy with the gun over there. I'm the bad guy. Every time I hear that song, I think about how innocent I was, how little I knew. I had no idea what was about to happen to me. And that's what the song brings back for me, is just how, I don't know how else to say it, how naive I was.
A song about Vietnam, a song about the Sunset Strip. For What It's Worth was for the young people speaking their mind. Danny Hajek, NPR News, Los Angeles.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody...